Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
In this story, we once again hear a series of commentaries from three local young people sharing their opinions on a range of issues, from the coal industry to their hopes for the future. WMMT's Destiny Caldwell has the story.
For the past few years, the place coal mining has in Appalachia has been a heated debate topic for all of the region, young and old. Here is 19-year-old Cumberland native Annie Zamaya with her thoughts on coal.
How do I feel about coal? Well, it was definitely a great part of our history. It's what this area was built on. It's where a lot of people, you know, got their starts. And that being said, I don't think it's a great part of our future. I do believe we should use it. But I think we need to diversify. There's so much more that we have to offer than just coal. We have talented people here. We have smart people here. We have, and with the unemployment rates right now, if an industry wanted to come in, they would have no problem, you know, finding people to work for them. And I think that we really need to go beyond coal and really just reach out and fulfill our potential because we have so much more to offer, and I don't know why we're not doing it yet.
Brandon Gent is a 22-year-old with roots in Whitesburg. He is currently a student at the University of Kentucky.
I'm proud of coal miners that live here. I'm proud of the people that live here. I'm proud that coal is a part of our heritage. What I'm not proud of is that there's been this culture created where I feel like people here are almost brainwashed to support big coal companies and to propagate that, you know, coal is what's going to bring us prosperity, and coal is what's going to keep us out, and coal keeps the lights on, and, you know, all of this, and that trying to somehow conflate the heritage of coal with the future of coal and with the future of Appalachia. There are more opportunities that could come into Appalachia to help stimulate the economy. You know, there's big talk right now about Appalachia being in a transition economy and how small businesses like in Whitesburg that are popping up is helping to stimulate the local economy and help bring us out of that.
Devin Creech is a 20-year-old Cumberland resident and Harlan native. She's had several roles, including play director at Higher Ground.
I think that coal is an awesome part of our past. I think that coal put food on my table for a very long time. It put my mother through school. It supported her entire family. It supported my father's entire family. Coal has done a lot of wonderful things for us, but coal's done doing wonderful things for us. A lot of people try to tackle it from a governmental standpoint, but it's not even about that. Coal's running out. We could continue for 200 years, I'm sure, and we could keep this up. But at the end of the day, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids or whatever are going to have nothing. It is time to find something else. Not just one thing either, because the problem here is not steeped in coal. It's steeped in us putting all of our eggs in one basket and thinking that that was what was going to provide for us for the rest of eternity. We are not a forward-thinking people. We are a now-thinking people. And thus, we have made a huge mistake because we have built our entire existence around coal mining. We are more than a rock in the ground. That is a Higher Ground quote from Higher Ground 4, Fog Lights, and it has always really, really stuck with me.
Although making a living here is difficult and the youth are encouraged to leave by many, there are still young people like these three that want to stay here and improve life in the mountains. Here's Brandon Gent.
For a long time, I felt the same way that a lot of other people have felt, in the sense that, like, I escaped Appalachia, that, like, I got a lucky break and I was able to go to UK and get out of here and never turn back. And I thought for a long time, up until like really a couple months ago, that there's nothing here for me and there's nothing that I could do and there's nothing that I ever would do. Like, that I love this area and that it's always going to be in my blood and my family's always going to be here and I want my kids to be proud of being from here, but I would probably like just end up retiring here. But being back and being in AMI and looking at all the cool stuff that's happening and feeling inspired by this area again, I want to still go get my education and then somehow, some way, like regardless if I do end up for a few years out of the country or if I do end up in another state doing something else, like I have plans of eventually coming back here to try to help use whatever I've learned and take all of the experiences that I've had and help contribute to the work that's being done here.
When I was younger, the last thing I wanted to do was stay here. As soon as I graduated high school, I wanted to get out. I ended up staying here another 2 years for community college, which actually ended up working out really well for me in hindsight. But as far as what I plan to do when I'm finished with college, I'm not for sure. I definitely do want to see this region prosper, whether I'm here or not, and I want to do my part in helping that to happen.
That was Annie Zamaya. Here's Devin Creech.
I'm going back to school this fall, and that opens up a lot of paths that I didn't really think of prior to choosing to go back to school. I might leave for a bit to complete my education, but ultimately this is going to be where I stay, where I plant my roots. I want to keep working towards making this place better. I want to secure a livable area for generations to come, and if I can have any type of influence over that, I'm happy.
Lastly, we hear the hopes that these three have for the future of the region that we as the youth stand to inherit.
I just want it to be a place that people don't feel like they have to leave. People can feel like they can achieve something here.
I've only been back a month. I've lived in Lexington for about 5 years, going to UK. But I didn't see how different Whitesburg has become and how different Letcher County has become, because I think that for a long time I felt that Whitesburg was a ghost town. You know, I see all these different small businesses open up and meeting people that come here from all different counties, from different countries, from different states. A couple of guys from Scandinavia have come here just to get tattooed by John Haywood. I think that's awesome, and I want to see that keep going, and I want to keep feeling the positivity that I feel right now and the bright future that I see that we still have here. I want to see that keep growing, and I want to see us keep changing, and I want more people to know about us. My hope for Appalachia is that we get out of the rut that people have put us in, and that we stay strong, and that we show the rest of the world that we have a right to be here, and we have a right to be the cool people that we are.
I hope that Appalachia can just find its way. I hope that we teach our children to be proud of where they're from, not to be ashamed. I hope that we teach our children how to survive here. I mean, that's where our future lies. If you start with attitude, everything else can be fixed systematically. If we start by saying, okay, we deserve more than coal mining. We deserve to be more than that place people make fun of. We deserve to be more than this, more than that. As soon as we start setting the expectation for ourselves as a region higher, the sooner things will fall in line for us.
That was Devin Creech. We also heard from Brandon Gent and Annie Zamaya. This is Destiny Caldwell reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.